Welcome to Girls in Heels. On today's show, an explosive New York Post article about all the Real Housewives. Some secrets have been revealed, so I'm going to ask the girls, was this the case on your show? Because this is kind of interesting what happened in the Post today. Also, Beyonce and Jay-Z, is that over? We have a little inside scoop for you. And why Teresa can never be a Scientologist. Never.
Ever.
ever. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea and Nicole Napolitano. We are the Girls in Heels.
Yes, we are.
I'm applauding for us.
Good morning, everyone.
We need a live audience here. Otherwise, we got to applaud for ourselves.
We don't, but I think what we have to start doing is get a little, little camcord in here, and you guys could see us live and be like, yay.
That would be a lot of fun.
Headsets on and wave to everyone.
Right.
Show our shoes or sneakers, should I say. Nicole's in her sweats today.
Well, here's what they would see today. They would see Nicole and I, who both rolled out of bed. I look like something the cat dragged in. You look like you're ready to walk a runway.
You're very sweet.
Like you, I love that you, just waking up in the morning, look, I would have to spend hours to look like you look right now.
Aww, I love you, Cooper.
That's so good for her ego right now. How is she going to walk out of here?
No, you have to squeeze me through the door.
I think you both look very cute. Cooper, I happen to love your braids today. You look adorable.
Thank you. She always looks so cute.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, well, let's talk about what's in the Post today. Now, we're recording this on Monday. As you guys know, we record the day before you guys are hearing the podcast. Yeah. So you might have seen this article already. Really interesting. It's like a full-page article. And then I saw something about it again this morning on Good Day New York. They had the writer of the article on with Rosanna Scotto and Greg Kelly, and they also had Jill Zarin from The Real Housewives of New York. The expose was mostly about The Real Housewives of New York, but there was a big expose about the franchise in general. And what they were saying is when it first started out, it was really sort of a look into the world of socialites, and it was very boring. Because it was like, I own this, I own that. Right. And after you see all that, it's like, okay, that's interesting, I'm moving on now.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. So they decided to start creating drama, and with drama became, you got higher salaries. So it was $7,000 a season, then it went to like $60,000 a season, and then,
that's
you
wild.
Know, and then up from there, depending
$7,000 they could keep it.
Right, exactly. And now, okay, here's the first thing. They spoke to Alex McCord, and she said that every time that she and Simon had a party or rented a car, they had to pay for it. Bravo didn't pay.
Yes.
Now Bravo pays. Is that true?
Bravo never pays. I can tell you Bravo never pays. Well, and let me tell you something. No, because my husband had a problem with that, and I want to tell you why. Because they want you to do so much, like, oh, have a party, throw a party, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. You constantly, you know, remember this, okay? And I say this. I have an extensive wardrobe. It still seemed like, oh, my gosh. Like, between you and I, Nicole, we have a lot of clothes. That was another thing. You're buying tons of outfits. You are filming, oh, my gosh, let's see, 6 days a week, sometimes doing two scenes. So that's 12 outfits a week. Now, remember, in real life, you could wear the same outfit in 2 weeks from now. Then in reality TV, you can't because you don't know what they're going to show and what they're not going to show. You can't have the same outfit on. And for the parties, Reno's like, oh, my gosh, like, what the heck? Like, you're paying for all these parties. It's costing you more than you're practically
It did. And the only
making.
Time that Bravo did pay for the cars were when we had, like, a big event with all the girls.
Well, of course
they
had to pay. We were drinking.
That we were going to be drinking if it was a party that we would pay for, but they would send a car to take us and pick us up. Because they knew, you know, they encouraged us to have a few cocktails. They didn't want us to be concerned and not drink because we were driving.
Right.
So they did pay for that, Teresa. But there were times, let me tell you something, when we were filming, and we filmed in the wintertime, where I was sick and I had to go film in North Jersey, and I would call them up and say, listen, I'm sick. Like, send me a car, guys. You know, I don't want to drive. And they would send me a car.
They
right,
would.
But before
would.
The parties, oh, I remember nice. When we, you know, starting our season six, our first season, I remember even Joe telling me, you know, oh my God, they want us to throw these elaborate parties and it cost me a fortune. I remember previous cast members saying that it cost them a small fortune just to have these elaborate parties.
Right.
We never had these huge
our
parties,
first
but
party
they did.
At the Marchese's house, the farm to table party.
Amber paid for it.
She
paid
okay.
for it. And I found that to be, hey, listen, you want us to have parties, they should. They have the the expense account to pay for it. I think it should be. It's a write-off for them anyway. So
now, Aviva Drescher was also interviewed. Remember her from the Real Housewives of New York? Okay, so she was one
that
had
the one leg?
With the prosthetic leg. Exactly. Now, she said that she was portrayed to be some psycho bitch, and she's okay with that because her being on the show brought awareness to the amputee community, and she said that was worth it.
Cooper?
But, what?
Cooper?
Uh-oh.
She threw her leg across the table.
Right.
That is a little bit of a psycho bitch.
I'm going to explain to you why she did. She explains it in this article.
You do not have to throw your prosthetic leg across the table to get a point across.
She did.
Words are strong.
No, she had to because here's
why.
So
was her wooden leg, yes.
It wasn't wooden, Nicole. They're not wooden anymore, Nicole.
Well, I don't know what it was.
Prosthetic?
Yeah, whatever the prosthetic. I'm sorry.
Go on, please explain to me because that was a little crazy.
She said that they said to her, they brought her on the season before, and they said to her this, it wasn't enough drama. Nobody was interested in her, and it, she needs to step it up if she wants to stay on the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you 5 weeks. And in 5 weeks, if you don't step it up, we're not going to sign you for the rest of the season.
Ooh.
So that's why she said she came on and she had said to them, I can't go to this one particular event because I've got terrible asthma. And they said, well, then don't expect us to re-sign you. And it was the night before her last day on the show that they were filming that scene. And she took off her leg and put it on the table. And then when her point didn't get across enough, she took it and she threw it. And she, you know, she said that famous line, whatever her famous line was, something like, you know, I'm more than just my leg or something like that. And that was the leg thrown heard round the world. And they re-signed her because she was willing to do that.
Wow. Well, you know what? Hey, listen, God bless her. She made a point. She made a statement just like, you know, Teresa did with
flipping
the tables.
I think they compared to that. Flipping the tables, throwing the leg.
Throwing the leg is kind of intense. I mean, I can't help but laugh. I'm sorry. And only because she did it, I can laugh about it. I mean, it's not as though I'm making fun of someone that has a prosthetic leg. She literally took it off and, like, tried to, that's like literally, like, I'll take my shoe off.
Shove it up your
And the last thing that everybody said, actually, Kelly Ben-Simone was also interviewed, and she said that when they first brought her on, she didn't know what the show was because she was like a model and she was like a mom and she was doing some project or whatever.
She was beautiful.
Beautiful. They brought her on the show, and they said, they kept saying to her the whole time, you cannot be boring. And first they said, just be yourself. And there was a day that they filmed her sitting on a horse, riding her horse, and she had no makeup on and no hair done. And they said, you're supposed to be our supermodel. You cannot come to set again without your hair and makeup done.
Really?
Hire somebody now. And they made her hire hair and makeup. And then they told her that she's not giving them enough drama.
Wow. And I remember looking at her and saying, she's such a natural beauty. And I never was, you know, I remember watching her and she was so pretty. I can't believe they said that.
But is there that pressure? Did you guys feel that pressure that the producers were saying to you, you're too nice?
Sometimes they would say.
I think it was like kind of like, okay, drama. When, you know what's so crazy? I think sometimes I blame the producers. And I want to tell you why. I don't think they're doing a good job. I wasn't happy with the crew we had. I think there was the North and the South. We were the South, the North. I think the North had a better crew than us. I do.
They were there the previous season.
No, but I want to tell you something. I think as newbies and as novices, like, we're new, okay? I think reality TV is a totally different realm. I think it's up to producers. It's almost like having a great coach who coaches you and makes you better
and
really
something.
Like pull stuff out of you, your personality. That could be really good. I think for us, we were so new that, and they were kind of like, bring drama.
We had
it's almost like
they weren't new producers,
Nicole,
who worked with
they
us.
They were bad producers. I don't care what anyone says. They didn't coach us in a sense where I don't think they brought the best of us out. It's like a parent. You could be a really good parent and you kind of cultivate your kids' talents or you don't. It's like a teacher. You're going to cultivate their talents or you're not. I think it could have been, and I'm being honest with you. I think season 6 could have been that much better if we had better producers. I think that it was like, bring on drama. And we're like,
But at the same time, when we took our winter vacations, we said, follow us along.
There was so much fun.
And they didn't. That's us.
Like, for instance, we were in the doctor's office the other day. I had to go to the ENT, right? I'm very happy to say I don't have nodules on my vocal cords anymore. I did like 5 years ago because I talked too much. So
you?
Yeah. So so they called me back and like, you haven't. I love Mary in the office. She's a fan. What office like basically calls you or gets in touch with you on social media? We got to, you know, for the HIPAA rule, they can't say what it's for. But on Facebook, she's like, you got to come in and get to your appointment. I'm like, oh, God, she's so cute. And the doctor winds up telling me that she was actually sick that day, but she came in because she knew I was coming. Aww. She's such a fan. But my point being is, where was I even going with this? I'm so ADD.
About filming.
And
what the drama.
Should have showed. And the whole
There was a really nice guy
in the waiting room with us. And he was so, so sweet. He goes, oh, my God. He goes, and he doesn't, he was a writer. Right? And he goes, I write all the time. And
for a big book company.
For a big, one that Teresa did her cookbook.
Simon and Schuster?
Yes.
Okay.
He goes, I write all the time. He was such an interesting man. So he goes, you girls are amazing. He goes, I heard them saying you were on TV. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, the whole bit. He goes, your energy is like, he goes, I don't know anything about the show. He goes, but you're so dynamic. Your energy is contagious. I think that's what they should have caught. That's my point.
Absolutely.
And I think if you have good producers, I think it makes that much of a better show.
Right.
So that's my point. Just saying drama.
Oh, today you're going to go to a nail salon with Tina.
You're going to go to a nail salon.
Right. So like, fun about that.
I think if they would have listened more, enough with just drama, because if you just have your natural being, drama's going to come out of it somehow or another. In a fun way, in a good way, in a crazy way. It's more dynamic. So that's just my thing. But I have to tell you, I was reading the Post yesterday. So you know, talking about reality, which is so crazy to me.
Sad.
What? Tell me.
The Post reports that at least 21 reality show, contestants have committed suicide since 2004. That's sick.
How many?
Upsetting. 21.
21. I can think of three.
Yes. Wow. I remember one of the husbands. But as I was reading this, because they were talking about Ben, and the headline was an odd kind of faith because Bachelor's dubious Christian. Now, I have a problem with that. Leave the guy alone personally. Okay, so he's a Christian. Obviously, Christians have a problem with him being on the show. Leave his faith alone. I did hear that also ABC kind of kept his faith under wraps.
Right.
Because, God forbid, he's a Christian. They don't want to make it boring.
Teresa, the last Bachelor was a Christian, and he professed that he was some...
Like a born-again virgin.
He was a born-again, he was a virgin.
Right.
He wouldn't have sex. The tall, blonde, good-looking one that he was known constantly to walk around with his shirt off. Sean, of course.
Yeah, Sean Lowe.
So they love that. He was like
is the criticism that Ben isn't enough of a Christian, that he's supposedly a Christian, but yet he's doing all these non-Christian things
His faith has been the subject of numerous news reports, including, something like suggesting that he's been... ABC has been censoring the young man's beliefs. I guess they don't want to make it into some holy roller. Mm. Number one, I love the fact that he does have Proverbs. I was trying to read it when I saw that he had
a whole scripture on his rib.
A Bible verse on his rib. So I think that's kind of cool. Hey,
and they never acknowledge it. He takes off his shirt in one scene. Remember when he took off his shirt and they start running into the water? It was when he and JoJo jumped off the ledge into the water or whatever. And you see like this tattoo down his side, but they never acknowledge it.
You know what's amazing? They'll zone in on his cubes, but yet not the tattoo. God forbid they read a Bible verse,
right?
But you'll see his in-depth every single cube and line in his body, and you'll get to see the girls with their butts and their cleavage, but God forbid they show a Bible verse. So I wasn't too crazy.
No, because I think
that.
It's alienating to people. You know, I think people watch the show because they want sex and they don't want to see relationships. They like the vicarious thrill of dating for the first time and where's this going? You know, once someone sits there, because during his On the Flies, what do they call them? When you're sitting there and talking on the camera.
Oh, the interviews?
Yeah, the interviews. Yeah, in my show, we call them On the Flies.
Right.
So
On the Flies.
OTFs. So when he sits and talks, you know he brings up scripture and God and all that. And they edit that out because most of the country is not Christian. They don't have the same religion. And then a lot of people are atheist or agnostic. And they look at that and they're like, I'm not going to watch some Jesus freak, you know. So it's really alienating to a lot of the audience. And they're not going to take that risk. It's not worth it because that's not what the show's about. The show isn't about who he is as a person in reality. It's about him being the bachelor and is he going to pick one of these girls?
But him being the bachelor and who he is, and he wants to find his soulmate, and his foundation is his faith. And I think that's very important. That's his, part of his DNA. That's what he's made up of.
Absolutely.
So what he stands for, his character, I think says a lot, and that's what he's looking for in a woman. So, I mean, hey, listen, Tom Cruise, he's constantly talking about his Scientology.
And that's okay. Now, wait a minute. Now, why can't, Teresa, now, at the beginning of the show, we pitched that you said you can never be a Scientologist. Why? And why would that even come up?
You know why? Because, well, I was teasing Teresa driving here in the
car
today.
Nicole was reading an article about,
because there's a checklist. So the next woman who gets involved.
About what checklist for what?
I'll tell you.
Okay, let's hear Nicole.
The next person who marries Tom Cruise, he has a checklist since he's a Scientologist.
Of course.
And now Katie Holmes is getting married to Jamie Foxx. I think they just
she's having a
got
baby,
engaged
I heard.
And they're having a baby and the whole bit. So a few things on Tom Cruise's checklist was, number one, you could not have any sexual devices.
That's so not fair.
Oh.
Any
toys.
No. Now you tell me why Scientology, you're not allowed to have any sexual devices. That's absurd to me. Toys are good. Like, every adult needs a toy chest.
Because
fun.
This is why. Because that means a woman is controlling her own sexuality. And your sexuality is controlled by your husband. Mm. A lot of religions feel that way. So if your husband is not in the room, you should not be doing anything sexual whatsoever.
But I'm not saying, I think a lot of husbands, like, I mean, I know my husband thinks it's
He would
it's
open
fun.
Your drawer and say, forget it, Teresa.
No, I mean, not to be.
We're not getting married ever.
No, I just think this, I mean, hold on. And then he says, he proceeds to say, Tom Cruise, that, oh my gosh.
If anyone has ever gone to therapy.
Wait, psychotherapy. That is so unfair.
Well, we know he's anti-psychotherapy because he said that on the Today Show a while back. And remember,
he can't be in therapy?
Yeah, I remember he called Matt Lauer glib about it when he was asking about psychotherapy because, you know, because here's what happens. If you go to psychotherapy and you are helped in some way, it may take you away from the religion. That religion has to be your psychotherapy. Like, any answer you need should be in L. Ron Hubbard's science fiction book.
Well, I got to tell you, Nicole, hold on. You don't go to psychotherapy. You have not one toy, Nicole. You can marry him.
Oh, yeah. Nicole,
no.
You're perfect for Tom Cruise.
Never. Hey, listen, I don't knock any religion. That's just not for me, you know. But anyway, I just thought that was
What else is on the checklist?
Oh,
what
my
else?
Gosh. What else is on the checklist? Obviously, no medication, which is, you know.
No
medication. I just think he's very judgmental. They can't,
The toy thing stuck in my head.
The toy thing stuck in my head.
I bet it did.
The toy.
She's always making comments, Teresa, since I was single for so long.
Right. Well, because I think instead of being like, you have to be careful today. It's not like, you're not a hoochie mama. I know you. You don't go out there and fool around. So, I think sometimes you need to release a little stress. That's just Teresa's opinion.
Right.
I'll go to the gym.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
Probably the same thing.
And she must be at least 10 years younger than him. Age discrimination. Oh,
right.
Have a clean mental health. Oh, be completely straight. So whoever had any, like, bisexual tendencies, or if a woman, you know, had a relationship or kissed another woman.
Like, I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Oh, wait a second. But you know how shallow he is? Like, this just annoys. I'm just so turned off to Tom Cruise. Number four was be gorgeous. Are you kidding?
And in the best of shape.
Of course, she'd have the perfect physical specimen. Like, now, Tom.
Listen, I gotta say,
I don't like you.
I don't begrudge him that because he works out really, really hard. He's a man in his 50s and he spends hours at the gym every day. That's important to him. So you can't judge him. I mean, first of all, you guys would pass on that level
too.
But he can ask for that because he works really hard on his body. So he wants a woman that does the
same. Can I just tell you one thing? And one thing I know, I'm going to just tell you this, and I don't really care, okay? Because I could say this because it's a talk show and we have fun. And it's not like, oh my God, someone's going to have something to say to me, but he's gay. Okay?
And
I want to tell you why. An inside source that I know very, very well.
Our cousin, who's very, very, our first cousins, who we're very close with.
Hold on. And this was from even years ago.
Their first cousin. Works with him.
Okay, in the whole film industry, and for years
he's been gay.
So you know what, Tom? Enough with the whole bisexual, your wife can't be gay. You're gay, Tom. So you know what? Maybe, you know, he who protests, people who hate something so much in somebody else, it's really because of it's bothering them. Do you know
allegedly. We'll say allegedly because he's not out of the closet.
Okay, so allegedly.
We've heard this rumor about him for a long time.
Yeah.
And I have gay friends that have come forward and said, like, that they know somebody who slept with him, another male who slept with
him
back in the day when he was here in New York. He had a manager here named Toby, I forget her last name, but I remember when he was here because she represented like everybody back in the day. She represented every young, hot actor coming up. And during that time, there were he was part of this one little crew that were all basically gay men, you know, who hung out together. And they all claimed to have had sex with each other. It was very incestuous. It was like this little group of them together. That's just how it was back in the 80s. You know, it's just what happened.
That's my point. And you know what? God bless. All the power to
allegedly,
you,
allegedly, that's the rumor.
Allegedly. But allegedly, then, don't be so judgmental when, okay, so if your girl had a little mwah with somebody else, I mean, with another girl, because you certainly had it nice, like little doggy style. Well, so don't. So a little something something with your girl, if she had a little, you know.
You don't know that he was a bottom.
That's true. He could have been
the top.
The catcher, the receiver.
Exactly.
You don't know.
Pitcher or catcher. It's baseball. Children, we're talking about baseball. For all the underage ones out there, baseball. Remember.
But my real issue with Tom Cruise is this. Now, Scientology is very clear on this. If somebody in your family is no longer part of the religion, you have to shun them. You've got to reject them. They cannot be part of your life. That's it. So Katie Holmes took Suri. And Suri is now no longer part of Scientology, yet Tom Cruise is allowed to see her whenever he wants to. Whereas millions of other, I don't know how many Scientologists there are, hundreds of other, tens of other, are not allowed to see their children who are not Scientologists. Why does he get one set of rules and they get another? A religion isn't pick and choose. The idea
that's
of a religion.
That's not a religion. That's a cult.
Well, when you're separating families, it's like. You know what to me religion is, and that's why I always say, I don't knock, but it's about love. No matter what religion you are, it's about love. Love one another, treat people the way you want to be treated, and amen to that. So if you're starting to separate families, and that gets a little strange for me.
Right.
But, you know, so
that's
be it.
That's not a religion.
By the way, when are Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx getting married? Did they set a date?
They said, I don't know, but they say, it's a girl. I like Jamie Foxx. I think he's fun, and I think he's adorable.
That baby's going to be gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen his daughter now?
No.
Gorgeous. She was at the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Right. And
stunning.
Katie
beautiful.
Holmes used to live in my neighborhood. I used to see her all the time at Pure Food and Wine. She's beyond beautiful. Like, she's tall, she's thin, she's this perfect face. Yeah, that kid is going to be another gorgeous. Who knows? Maybe the kid will be ugly. Maybe somehow.
Did you ever notice like some good-looking people have like ugly kids?
All the time.
And then you see funny-looking parents.
All right, don't call them ugly.
Nobody's ugly. I'm sorry. No one's ugly.
I just
funny
said, you know
looking.
What? Really...
Funny-looking moms and dads have like gorgeous children.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, is that better?
Yeah. I don't think anybody's ugly. It's from the
inside. Yeah, there's no guarantee that they're going to have a gorgeous kid. It seems like they might. If you look at Suri and look at his daughter, they're like stunning.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen Cindy Crawford's mother.
Right, that's true.
I've seen Heidi Klum's mother.
Right.
I mean, they had beautiful daughters.
And they're just stunning and beautiful. They are. Those two are off the charts.
Exactly.
Like, where do they come from?
Christine Brinkley. And then you see the moms and you're like, wow. Like,
right. Oh, well, look at
that. Not a looker, not a head turner.
Yeah, and not all supermodels have had gorgeous children either. I'm not going to say who. But you sort of just mentioned one, perhaps.
Exactly, totally. Yeah. Looks more like the father.
Looks more like the father.
Big eyes, won't get into it. But may have a beautiful voice.
Yes. Possibly.
Possibly.
Maybe we're talking about Seal. I don't know. Speaking of relationships.
Or a lot
and,
of other
and,
people. BJ.
Yeah, perhaps.
Perhaps.
No BJ
babies,
right now, but thank you for
of
offering.
Babies. No. That was an initial for somebody, okay? I got to tell you, I have so much fun with you girls. This is like girl talk.
We
this
love
is
it.
Like my half hour girl talk. Oh, what do you guys feel talking about babies? The Christy Teigen? A lot of people. Christy Teigen, right? That's another controversial thing. People have a problem with her choosing the sex of her baby.
Oh, the
she
sperm
chose a girl.
Weaving.
How do you feel about that? No, it was in vitro, and she picked the sex. How do you?
Well, you picked the sex by sperm weaving.
Yeah. And then she did in vitro. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
But it's her prerogative.
I agree.
If she wants to, I think, if anything, I'm glad she chose a girl because she is a very empowered feminist woman. I would like her to impart all of her ideals and all of her ideas to a young girl, to the next generation. Also, John Legend, her husband, is also like really pro-female and feminist, and he's a great role model. So, I think if they can choose the sex of their baby, I'm glad they chose female.
Me too. And I feel the same way. I said, for peeps that are out there just giving them a hard time, and it's her body, her choice. She's a I woman. She could do whatever she wants. Nicole.
I think you should leave it in God's hands.
Oh,
we didn't
gosh.
Have this years ago.
Oh, gosh.
And that's that.
That has nothing to do. And I'm like the biggest, like, I have my faith in Christian or whatever. Nicole.
Why can't you just make love and whatever the sex will be?
But wait a second, Nicole. They did, and they weren't able to get pregnant. So if we left it in God's hands, she wouldn't be pregnant at all.
Because it's okay
in vitro.
But
in vitro is not God's plan. In vitro is actually the opposite of God's plan. If you're thinking about, you know, the concept of God blessing you with a child and you keep having sex and you don't have a baby, you have to say, well, God doesn't want me to have a baby. But yet science brought her in vitro. So why not go the whole nine yards? I mean, look, if you go shopping, are you just going to get a dress? No, you're going to get the shoes and the handbag and the earrings.
Yes.
So if she goes and gets the in vitro, if she gets the in vitro, choose the sex of the kid too.
And I agree. And to me, I feel like, you know what? God gave these doctors the wisdom to help people to have babies. So I say, you know what? Thank
I'm not
you, God.
Saying anything
you
gave, against in vitro.
You
I'm saying
gave
to pick
us
the sex
the...
of a child. But, that's all I'm saying. Oh, I want to have a boy. Oh, I want to have a little girl.
I feel like God gave doctors the wisdom
and
to do this and to help
makes
people
it
have
through,
babies.
Teresa, then it should be. What if that little boy was going to be the next little genius to cure
oh,
cancer?
God, there is
what
enough,
if it was that little
there's
sperm?
Enough baby boys out there.
What if the little girl is going to be the next genius to cure? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
hey,
to cure
listen.
Cancer and...
God gave these doctors wisdom, and you know what?
I love Cooper, the little fan. What if it was a little girl?
Yeah, I'm all about the girls. We need more girls. We need more girls in this world. That's it.
Girl power. Look, we're girls in heels. We have to be girl power here somehow.
Yeah, this is fun.
And last but not least, we wanted to talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z. We've been hearing this rumor for a while that there's trouble in paradise. Now, this rumor started actually back when Solange, her sister, remember that whole elevator incident?
Yes.
That's when these rumors started, because they were saying that he had had some little dalliance with Rihanna, who we know sleeps with everybody and anybody, which is what I love about her. That
she could.
She's very free sexually. I love that about her.
She could.
But so we heard that that's when it started, but that's when we also found out that those two have an open marriage.
Do they?
They do.
How come I didn't hear this?
They do. They have an open marriage. I mean, I'm going to say allegedly, but I think they've both talked about it at this point. I mean, they're realistic about who they are and the careers they have. You know, so if he's on tour and, you know, he gets a blowjob from a fan one night, she's not going to divorce him over it. Just like she can be out and do what she wants when she's on tour. And it's just sex. It's not anything to do with their relationship.
I see Nicole making faces.
Because... just say like with Rihanna, we had a close source who knows that when he was at when he was touring and he was at a concert, he in like the green room said, "Oh, make sure you put water in this wine and this liquor and blah blah blah." And
because they denied it. They denied
it. It was all for Rihanna. He had Rihanna, go in the room and she was with him and he was.
And
I said to myself,
"You
just don't mess around. Like, you're all in the same industry. Like, that's like a smack in the face."
And hold on, do you think people in the same industry
it's
do
like you
not?
Don't shit where you eat. Like grandma always said that. Like you don't do that.
Your grandmother said don't shit where you eat?
No. She did.
You
and she was an old...
Where you sleep.
No.
I just picture like your old Italian grandmother.
She was.
Nicole. Salty shit the way you sleep.
Nicole, I want to tell you a story. Come closer. Wait, you're too far. Come closer. Yeah. Nicole, whatever you do in your life, listen, don't shit where you eat.
She would say that.
I thought it was where you sleep.
No,
I don't know.
No.
It's where you sleep.
My grandmother was,
well, don't shit
was
there either.
Really like an old fashioned, you know, she wore her house dress every single day.
She wore her apron.
Very strict with us. And she also said, right?
She
was very strict, and she also said the only time you could be a pig is in the bedroom. So she would say these things.
And here's some espresso so you don't grow.
Oh, exactly. Five cups every day sitting around the table.
I think the old expression was be a lady in the dining room. Every man wants a lady in the dining room and a pig in the bedroom. Isn't it true? That's the way men to me are...
I'm a pig in
you
the
like,
kitchen.
You like
is
it?
That okay? Now wait a second. So what you're saying is the reason why they're allegedly splitting up is because he's getting more serious with Rihanna, or because like do you think Beyonce doesn't want to deal with it anymore? Like what's the implication?
I don't think she just wants to deal with it anymore. He denied it
for so long with Rihanna, didn't he? Wasn't that the whole thing? He said it never happened to Rihanna. They never had sexual relations, and
well,
supposedly the source close said, "Oh no, they sewed it on the road. They would like meet up.
They would meet up with each other.
But I think allegedly, like you say, I don't know. I didn't even hear that they were splitting. I mean, you just told me this. I mean,
what did you hear about it, Nicole? Because I have heard the rumor, but for a long time, and yeah. I think it resurfaced again
now
like a week ago.
Now it's in the tabloids, exactly. Yeah, now it's all over. It's making headlines. Bottom line is, it's very difficult to be married in that industry. I mean,
right.
How many marriages last? Come on, even actors.
I think it's very tempting.
Paul
though.
Newman and his wife—they were like the only one that lasted
right.
a lifetime together.
Yeah.
No one stays together. There's too much temptation out there.
But Paul Newman and his wife were both actors, and that's just what they did for a living, and they had a relationship separate. Whereas Beyonce and Jay-Z are—they're also celebrities, which is very different. Like they're always in the tabloids. They do a lot of salacious things. They say stuff on social media. You know, I think my guess about the two of them, I think Tidal is what is splitting them up, because he sunk all of his money and all of his passion into this title, and it's not doing well. So I think that this is a financial ruin for him, and I think it probably is very upsetting to him and thus very upsetting to her, because you don't want to see your spouse fail. I mean, it's not about the money,
right?
Because they have tons of money,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have money the rest. They could stop mm-hmm. working tomorrow and still be billionaires. It's
right.
more about the fact that he had this really big public failure. You know, Kanye didn't do them any justice either, because he's affiliated with Tidal and he's affiliated with them.
Tidal? I'm sorry.
Oh, Tidal is it's like Spotify. It's like Spotify or Pandora or Songza. It's or Google Play. It's basically an app. And a lot of the artists that are on Tidal only release their music on Tidal. You can't get it anywhere else. You can't get it on iTunes. You can't get it on Spotify.
You mean so they can't get cheated out of their music?
That's true too. Yes. Yeah. It's for artists by artists.
Okay.
The idea is the artist puts out their album. Rihanna's been putting out albums only on Tidal since it launched.
Okay.
So is Kanye. So if you want that album, not only do you have to go to Tidal, become a member, which is a monthly fee, and then you can download, and it's not free. Then you can pay.
Right.
So you get to pay twice. And it's a lot. Their audience are looking for less bills, not more.
Absolutely.
So I would rather just pirate the music if I can, listen to it wherever I can, or not listen to it at all. I'll find somebody else to listen to.
Yeah.
I love Rihanna, and I hate to say this, but I'm a Kanye music fan. I hate that because I just can't stand him, but his music is really fucking good. But I don't buy his music anymore, because I'm not going to go join Tidal to buy his. He's not that important to me.
Yeah.
Rihanna too. Fuck it. You know, listen to it on the radio.
Love her voice.
Yeah, she's
hot. I mean, that song Work is so good. Work, 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 work.
I love the one with Paul McCartney.
Great. Yeah, that's a beautiful song too.
Oh, she has such like a raspy, sexy voice.
Yeah, she's
with him
hot.
And
now I learned something new today. Learns about Tidal. Where have I been under a rock?
There you go. You learned something new. You never learned anything on this podcast ever.
You
learned
so much
you
with us girls.
Everything.
Girl talk, half hour. Woo! Yeah, and whoever wants to like write into us, email us. What is it? Let's see, at our email. GirlsInHeelsPodcast.com. Write us some questions, whatever you want to hear us talk about. We just have fun with y'all. Thanks for listening.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to leave it there for this week. Another week of Girls in Heels under our belts. Good for us, girls.
Yeah.
Well done.
Bye,
special
guys.
Thanks to our producers, Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio. Teresa, Nicole, and I back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for downloading.
I thought we were producing now.
We still need them, basically.
Who needs a man, Cooper? We don't need men.